Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Minority, low-income, and disabled students in grades 3 through 8 fall below the rest of Missouri's student population in standardized test scores by 12% to 15%. Nancy Bowles with the State Education Department says students are tested on their English, math, science, and social studies skills.
The achievement gap has not narrowed. The good news with that is that as all student scores rise, the super subgroup scores also rise. So it's not, I guess I would say it's not getting narrower, but it's not getting wider.
Overall scores show that 63% of Missouri students are proficient in English and social studies, 52% pass the science exam, and 49% are proficient in math. Widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected in Missouri tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Britt says a flash flood watch is in effect for parts of western Missouri from 7 p.m. tonight through Saturday morning. 2 to 3 inches of rain is expected tonight and 1 to 2 inches possible into Saturday morning for that area. Central Missouri is expected to receive 2 to 4 inches of rain from the system. Lesser amounts are expected in eastern Missouri. Washington University in St. Louis has the honor of hosting its fourth presidential debate next month. No other college can claim such an accomplishment. The school's associate vice chancellor, Steve Givens, says the university takes pride in its execution of the debates.
The executive director of the Commission on Presidential Debates has often referred to us as the gold standard when it comes to how universities do this.
The University of Missouri Athletic Department has received a $10 million anonymous gift for the building of new football facilities. Athletic Director Jim Stirk tells KTGR in Columbia that SEC officials told him Mizzou lags behind its conference rivals in athletic facilities.
We need to continue that and catch up and pass some of our SEC counterparts.
Upgrades planned include expanding the south end zone of Memorial Stadium and adding an indoor practice field. ABC 17 in Columbia reports that a former Missouri State Trooper who says he was unfairly punished after criticizing the Highway Patrol has filed a federal lawsuit against patrol leaders. Randy Henry criticized the agency after the death of 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson, who drowned in 2014 in the Lake of the Ozarks while in patrol custody. And Cape Girardeau police are investigating a shooting last night that injured one person. This is Missouri Net News.